Hey, beautiful life. Om Shanti. It's 7:40 a.m. here in Telsheri, and got a lot of updates to give. It was a fantastic day yesterday, so I'm recording this podcast for the 23rd of April, and it's really hot over here in Telsheri, but I still managed to do my runs and practically travel a lot and have eat a lot also, right? So my day started pretty early. I woke up at around 4:20 a.m. and got ready for my run. I did my stretches and breathing exercises, which I felt very nice. And after that, started my run. I was aiming to do around 12 kilometers to compensate for the 8K that I did on Monday. So I wanted to make sure that I at least run 10 kilometers a day, so that becomes easier for me to build on my mileage. So the aim and objective was to complete 12 kilometers. And I did that pretty well. My pace of 5:44 was the best timing that I've clocked in Telsheri. So pretty happy about it. Took 1 hour 10 minutes and got done with my run, and immediately we had to get ready because we were planning to go to Kozhikode. We had a train at around 9:30 a.m. So Seema, myself, and Seema's sister Chindu, she, Hema, we were all planning to go to Kozhikode, and we had booked the sleeper class for it, so we had a seat so that we could sit comfortably. And then I think we left at around 8:15, 8:20-ish, and we were there by 9:15 at the station, and we had a lot of time, so we were just walking around inside the station. It was too hot to go out. And then I had a chatty talk. Luckily, just before going, I checked my Training Peaks account to see whether the amount had gone through. So that problem was solved. So one less problem. So I was pretty happy that I could get that thing done. I also tried to complete as many reviews as possible and make sure that, everybody understands what they need to do for the day. So that part got done, and then the train came a bit late, 10 minutes late, 9:40 a.m. And it takes an hour to reach Kozhikode by train. After a few stops, we got down at Kozhikode at around 10:35-ish. It was just, it caught up, it was just 5 minutes late. And from there, we took a rickshaw to Seema's relative's place. So Seema's relative is actually a freedom fighter, Tayat Balan. He's a famous freedom fighter, and he's around 95 years old now, but losing his memory on and off, so doesn't have a sharp memory. And his wife is also now on a wheelchair. So both are quite old, and it's great meeting him again. Quite energetic, I would say. At 95, he was still able to walk, do things. Of course, he has a little bit slow memory, but overall, health-wise, he seemed to be quite fit. He doesn't have any blood pressure or sugar or anything. So pretty healthy. Both of them are pretty healthy. Health-wise, except for auntie being on the wheelchair, that's the only age. I think that's also an age-old issue, but everything else was fine. And we spent quite some time there. We left at around 12:30 from their place to visit another relative of Seema. That is another few kilometers from the current place. So we stopped at one place called some Malabar hospital where her relatives picked us up by car, and we went to their house. Again, I spent some time there. He has two sons and both are very good singers. So listen to their songs also. And then finally, we wanted to have lunch at Paragon. Now, Paragon is a very famous chain of restaurants in Kerala. In fact, they've got a lot of branches in Calicut and Kochi and other areas. So we decided, okay, since we are in Calicut, let's have lunch at Paragon. So he had his contacts in Paragon. He knows the GM personally. So luckily we could skip the queue. There was a very big queue for the lunch there. So we had lunch there. I mean, we had to wait for 10 minutes or so and we got our seat. So we ordered three different types of biryani, fish biryani, mutton biryani, chicken biryani, few starters we had. One of the starters was chicken that was cooked in banana leaf and given. So that was also a nice, it gives you that leafy flavor to it. So I really enjoyed that starters. And then, here the biryani is made in a different way. They don't use basmati. They use a different type of rice and flavored rice. And they have, they use a lot of ghee. So it's basically ghee rice with chicken pieces and other stuff and a little bit of masala to it. So it was tasty. And then went for the desserts, you know. By the time we had our lunch, it was around 2:30-3. So we finished our lunch at around 3:30. And then he took us around to the Kozhikode beach. And it was lovely. You know, the whole place is so well kept. And a lot of people already there at around 4:30. There's already people walking on the beach in that hot sun. So he dropped us at around at 4:15 to the station. And then we first went to the AC coach. And then we asked the TT if we can upgrade. He said it's full. And so we went back to the unreserved compartment. So we had taken an open ticket back. This train leaves at 5 o'clock. But it's already was there since 4 o'clock. And so it was already, the unreserved place was already full. Luckily, we had a few really good people who helped us, sit in the train, and we could finish our journey sitting, you know. Though, of course, it was slightly jammed had a good time, I would say, with, going around. Seeing new places, having really good food. So we then got down at the Telcherry station, and immediately we had this movie that we wanted to go through. This was Varshangal Ke Sesham. So the whole family wanted to go out for a movie. We reached the Telcherry station at around 6:15-ish, and then by 6:30 we were at the town hall theater. So spent some time there. The movie was at 6:45, and then we watched this movie. Not a great movie, I would say. It's Mohanlal's son and Srinivas's son who are acting in the movie. So I didn't quite enjoy it. The storyline was very weak and poor. They could have built it up in a much better way, but they just show this person on and off as a drunkard, and it was I would say a very easy and known masala movie. That's what the movie was. It wasn't too great. Reached home at around 10:30. Didn't have anything to eat, so I wanted to sleep early. So hit bed by around 10:45-ish, I was on bed. So overall, now that's how my day went. Completely busy with a lot of things around, and yeah, enjoying every day. You know, socializing, meeting relatives, and yeah, it's great to be in Talcherry. Tomorrow we'll be traveling back to Udupi. It's a nice short visit. So that's all, folks. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you're having a great time. Please take care. Enjoy your week with your family and friends. Take care. Om Shanti.